This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I want you to know there's power in being unscripted. Recently, I talked about how Peter let go of his past and began to trust God evermore, and how the Holy Spirit really worked through his life. And this is evident when Peter boldly confronted the religious council of his day to tell them he had healed a man who had been lame for decades. Most importantly, he told them that he had healed this man in the name of Christ. The council was threatened by Peter's power, but he still stood there before them with this bold spirit, even though he knew that they had the authority to take his life right there on the spot. When I think about the boldness of Peter's spirit, it reminds me of the time that I visited a church and this pastor just remained so scripted. She had a very good message, but she chose to read from her notes the entire time. To make her message even more rousing and inspirational, I kept waiting for her to put her notes down so she could speak to my soul and tell us what God had told her to tell us that morning. Yet for her entire message, she remained scripted. Sometimes before we can feel a real conviction to boldly confront a situation or person, we must have the fortitude to confront ourselves. We must be able to trust our own voice, to let our hair down, and to allow the words that God put in our hearts to come out, knowing that everything is going to be okay. So as we move into celebrating Dr. King this weekend, tune into the YouTube Blues to Blessings channel today as I share more about what's possible when you go off script. But before you do that, remember these words, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. So today, be unscripted.